Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's 8 a.m. on a Thursday, so that means it's time to talk to our friend Dave Richard, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. Dave Richard is delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Good morning, Dave. Happy week three to you.
It is a glorious week three. And, you know, it's glorious for me because I've actually managed to avoid the injury bug in large quantities on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not by design. There's no secret to it. I didn't draft a lot of Cooper Kupp. I loved Isaiah Pacheco. I was in a bunch of drafts that, like, with people who liked Isaiah Pacheco more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we didn't talk much before the season, but when McCaffrey's injury originally happened, I told people to put a little star next to Jordan Mason and that if you drafted McCaffrey, you got to get Mason on your team. And now it turns out that Jordan Mason's a stud and he's been saving me. He's going to help me get through at least the early portion of the season. So my teams are good. My situation's glorious, but man, for everybody else that's out there, they've had a bunch of injuries. We got to get to work. We got to find people who can help them win in week number three.
Yeah, I've got Kupp and A.J. Brown on my main team. Dave, that's a dagger.
You got to grind that waiver
that's just
wire,
awful
Dave.
Luck. That's terrible luck for you. Hey,
and those are two of your first three picks, too. It's really hard to come back when you lose two of your first three picks, and you're replacing these guys with, you know, mediocrity like Tyler Lockett or Darnell Mooney or something like that. You've got to be able to squeeze out better than that on the waiver wire. But this is part of the key to winning at fantasy football is finding good players off the waiver wire. I've got some names for you.
Well, you've got to get lucky, too.
Because, give us some of the names.
Hold on. You got to get lucky, Dave. It's not just about finding guys because it's a trickle-down. Now that Tua's hurt, Tyreek Hill's numbers are going to dip.
And waddle.
Yep. So, like, I took Tyreek Hill in the first round of a Superflex league because I was waiting on the quarterbacks. And one of my quarterbacks, of course, was Tua. So Tua's out, who knows, for 2 months probably. Tyreek Hill isn't as valuable. And Waddle isn't as valuable. It's just a trickle down. So you kind of have to get lucky where you don't have severe injuries on some of your teams.
So give us some of the names, waiver wire names, that our listeners and the three of us should be looking at.
Well, the first one is going to be Quentin Johnson with the Chargers, and I wouldn't start him this week. He'd be more of a desperation flex because I believe in that Steelers defense. I think that they're very good. And this is a Chargers team that does like to run the football. But I dug deep to try and find the Chargers receiver that I like the best. I thought it would be Josh Palmer. Turns out it's Quentin Johnson. He is fast out there, and he's been running some different routes. He's not dropping the ball. He's not making mental errors. He looks pretty good. And so what I did in my leagues was drop Josh Palmer in all of them. This was my sleeper of the summer, and I picked up Quentin Johnston to replace him. So he's somebody I like a lot. I think Jalen Naylor has been making plays here and there for the Vikings. I think he's going to continue to. He just had too good of a training camp. Jordan Addison isn't 100%. I'm not sure Justin Jefferson is 100% either after the quad injury last week. Again, somebody that I wouldn't feel great starting, but Jalen Naylor is another name that fantasy managers can go stash, see what happens. We know that Debo Samuel is out for the 49ers, so Juwan Jennings has popped up on the radar. And I know it's been fluky, but Alec Pierce has been making plays downfield for the Colts. He's not going to come off the field when Josh Downs comes back. Those are two wide receivers, Alec Pierce and Josh Downs. And honestly, I'd probably flip him and I'd put Josh Downs first. Two guys that I think can help Anthony Richardson be a little bit more efficient when he throws the football, which is a shame because Michael Pittman should be that guy, but he's just not getting the job done. But those are the names that I would look at wide receiver for now to go and grab off the waiver. Oh, let me give you one more. I'm sorry, there's one more.
All good.
Jordan Whittington with the LA Rams. This is their rookie wide receiver. We know what their rookie wide receiver did last year. Whittington is fast. He's pretty big. Still kind of learning his way, but he played in the slot last week after Cooper Kupp went down. I think that's going to be his role. I think that's a pretty good role in that offense based on what Cooper Kupp has done through the years. Whittington is someone to grab and stash for now, maybe even play in a couple of weeks.
All right, real quick, you're going to laugh at this question, Dave, but it's just the way it is because I'm in Superflex League. Skylar Thompson or Daniel Jones?
Yeah, That's gross, man. And I know how it is.
That's what happens in a superflex. I mean, it's not like I can go pick up Baker Mayfield.
So I need to dig a little deeper into the Dolphins offense with Skylar Thompson. When I watched the Dolphins practice this year, Thompson looked okay, but it was practice, and honestly, he was working with the backups. So I don't know how much I can take with that. Daniel Jones this week, both these guys stink.
I know.
And I think Jones, just by nature of him throwing to Malik Nabers 10 times a game, is going to make him a decent option. I might flip it, though, and go with Skylar Thompson because he is throwing to Tyreek Hill, he is throwing to Jaylen Waddle, and he's throwing to Devon Achane. And those three guys are all great yak options, and those yards will count for Skylar Thompson. You know what? As I'm sitting here and saying it, I'm going to talk myself into Skylar Thompson.
Okay.
I would lean towards Skylar over Daniel Jones. I cannot trust Daniel Jones, especially in a matchup when he's going to be pressured. That wasn't an issue for him last week against the Commanders, unfortunately, and Jones was able to have a good game. This week against Cleveland, in Cleveland, he's going to get pressured a ton, and I would expect some mistakes from Daniel Jones.
Talking to Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. If you have a lineup question, 800-636-1067. I just wanted to ask you about Anthony Richardson because I haven't been able to watch him play that much, just highlights. I saw that the Colts, at least by one of the metrics, have the best pass-blocking offensive line, and yet he has the lowest completion percentage. What's going on there?
He's inaccurate. That's what's going on. He's inaccurate, and he's got not only has he got the worst completion rate, literally the worst among the 32 qualifying quarterbacks in the league right now, he has the highest average depth of throw. So he's looking downfield a lot more often than other quarterbacks are. Let me just put it to you this way. His average depth of throw is 13.7 yards. The next highest is Trevor Lawrence with 11.2. The third highest is Jordan Love with 9.2. And usually if you're in the double digits, that's crazy for a quarterback. Just think over the course of a game how often a quarterback, especially in this day and age where the teams are playing two high safeties, are throwing 10-plus yards downfield. It doesn't happen as often as it would have 2, 3, 4 years ago. So he's taking shots downfield at a higher clip than almost any other quarterback in the league, and he's not connecting on them because he doesn't have a lot of accuracy on his side. And honestly, like, Pierce is making some of those catches, but Pittman isn't a downfield burner. Josh Downs could be. Adonai Mitchell's a rookie. So these are all issues that are kind of catching up with Anthony Richardson. My guess is that they need to go back to basics with him, get him throwing those shorter passes. And against the Bears this week, look, I don't think it's going to matter either way because that is a very good secondary and a defense that's very much on the rise, even though they haven't had a great offense. And the Bears' record kind of reflects that. It's their defense that carried them to a win in week one, and their defense could carry them to a win in week three as well.
Dave, we'll get to the calls in a second. I need you to rank these three tight ends: Pitts, Gesicki, Andrews.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Andrews is going to be at the top of that list. He's going to be followed by Pitts, and then Gesicki's at the bottom. And if T. Higgins practices this week, and Ja'Marr Chase is playing, and it's the Commanders on deck for the Bengals, I don't know if Gesicki even catches three balls. And we know that he's prone to making mistakes out there, too. So for now, he's a top 12 tight end. But by the time that practice ends, potentially today in Cincinnati, Mike Gesicki will be out of there. I would start Hunter Henry tonight over Mike Gesicki. I know you didn't ask about Hunter Henry, but I would go that route if those are my two options. I would plan on Hunter Henry over Gesicki.
All right, I'm going to get greedy and sneak one in. Jaden Daniels or Derek Carr?
I think Carr's there. I love the offensive line. I love the new makeup of this offense in general. And Derek Carr is taking chances. He's one of these quarterbacks who's taking chances, but he's connecting on them. And his A-dot, I can look for it real quick. I'll get back to you in a little bit on it. But I think that he's not throwing quite as deep as other quarterbacks are around the league. Nope, I take it back. He's at 8.5. That's pretty high.
I'm getting selfish too, quick. Pacheco is on IR, obviously. I got him on my team. DeAndre Swift sucks. He's not doing anything. I picked up Braylon Allen for RB2 spot. What do you think, Swift or Braylon Allen?
I think you've got to go with Swift against the Colts, who are going to be missing DeForest Buckner. And I wonder if Swift gets a little bit more work this week. Listen, they can't lean on Caleb Williams as much as they have been and expect different results at this point. So Swift is probably the guy I'd go with.
All right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's lead off with Jacques, Pastor Jacques in Bristow on line one. What's up, Jacques? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, Junks. Hello. My fantasy Sherpa, Dave. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Jacques?
Just trying to string some wins together here. Half PPR, do I roll out with Garrett Wilson tonight? He's been a little bit underwhelming, or Travis Etienne?
I think that Etienne is probably the better bet of the two. I think there's going to be a lot of running in the game tonight between the Jets and the Patriots, and not a lot of throwing.
Yuck, hate
so
to hear that.
Breece Hall have a big game. And I worry a little bit about Garrett Wilson. Yeah, he's at this point, I almost feel like he has to score
right
in order to be good for fantasy, and that's just not what we were expecting. But the Jets aren't throwing it like crazy, so, and I don't think they'll have to tonight.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
What's up, Dave? Hey, so I got three players, PPR league, pick one. Jerome Ford, Keenan Allen, or Quentin Johnson. But also, I got a hot waiver wire tip that's coming. It's Noah Brown. He's going to be that guy for Washington. Watch. Mark my words, Dave, that's for you, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I've been on top of Noah Brown for really since the Commanders picked him up. I'm just worried, how often will he get five catches?
Right.
And Jaden Daniels, listen, we talked about Anthony Richardson and how far he's throwing downfield. Jaden Daniels is at the bottom of that list. His average depth of throw is 4.7 yards. Hmm. So he's not challenging downfield nearly as much. I don't see how that's going to continue to help Noah Brown or Terry McLaurin. The first name on your list, I can't remember the guys you gave me because I got so swept up in Noah Brown. But the first guy that you gave me is the one that I would go with, Keenan Allen. I'm
Ford.
Not sure if he's going to play.
Yeah,
Jerome
Ford.
Yeah, Jerome, listen, I love Quentin Johnson. I'm glad you've got him on your team. I'm starting Jerome Ford against the Giants.
All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, you're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Good morning, boys. How you doing
Hello.
Today?
Hello.
What's up?
I got a bench one, Jameson Williams, Malik Neighbors, or Smith and Jigba.
Well, you're not benching Neighbors.
He's the one to bench. He's got to be the one who sits down. He had an awesome week last week. I think part of it had to do with a lack of efficiency in the run game for Seattle. And so he made up for that. I think Seattle will be able to run a little bit better this week against the Dolphins. They just have been terrible against the run. Honestly, they were terrible against the run in training camp. So I think that's probably the direction to go in, is sitting JSN.
Let's go to Adam in Burke. Adam, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, Junks. Good morning, Dave. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good.
0.5. I need 2 of 4 for my flex. Eckler, Tyler Johnson, Pickens, or Hubbard. 2 of those 4.
It's definitely going to be Pickens. He should have had a monster game last week. He had a touchdown called back. He had a big catch called back. I can't imagine that he's going to have a bad game again. Are we ready to trust Carolina Panthers players? I kind of think that we are.
Wow.
I would go with Chuba Hubbard. Now that Dalton's under center, I think that offense will be at least like decent with Andy Dalton. Because with Bryce Young, he was just making so many mistakes. He was scared in the pocket, throwing short, leaving the pocket too soon. He didn't look comfortable whatsoever. Dalton will look better there. And I think Chuba Hubbard's their best running back. I would take the chance on Chuba over Eckler.
Is there anybody worth taking for the Chiefs running game?
I've been stashing Kareem Hunt because I think that he's got a connection with Andy Reid, obviously, but he's also tight with Patrick Mahomes. And I wonder if he's just the better all-around back for them. The two roles that you have to be good at if you're going to be a running back in Kansas City, you've got to be able to pass block for Patrick Mahomes because, duh, and you've got to be good from short yardage. And last year, he was good from short yardage for Cleveland. He played hurt otherwise. He had a sports hernia, and that's why his efficiency was way down. But he can also pass protect. And I don't know if Samaje Perine's got it anymore. Carson Steele is fun. I know people are excited about him, and he could end up being the guy. But the only thing that he's been good at so far, and he's only played sparingly, but the only thing he's been good at is just being a hammer, like running straight ahead and getting yards after contact. But he's got a fumble history going back to his days in college. I don't know how versatile he is. I don't think he's very fast. I kind of think Kareem Hunt will emerge as that guy.
Okay.
Well, look at the clock. It's speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth. No speakerphones. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. We lead off with Josh in Ashburn.
Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Superflex, Bo Nix, or the Red Rocket?
It's Dalton for sure. Red Rifle, not Red Rocket.
David and Sterling.
Full PPR, need two. Tyreek Hill, Chris Godwin, Malik Neighbors, Rashid Shaheed.
Sillies.
Yeah, it's not that bad with Tyreek Hill. I'd go with him and Godwin.
Sam in Gainesville.
Morning, gentlemen.
I mean,
No pleasantries.
Yeah, greetings. I mean, those are done. Sean in Great Falls.
Pat Mahomes, Jaden Daniels.
Mahomes.
Matt in Rockville.
Standard fantasy, Hurts, Prescott, or Carr?
It's Hurts.
Let's go to Ray Z in Springfield.
I got Cincinnati.
What happened?
What'd he do wrong? He
said, I got.
That was a makeup. Drab was on my case for that guy's slow delivery.
I got is considered small talk.
I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to Chris.
But Valdez just looks forward to that.
Chris in Richmond.
Flex, Keenan Allen, Kenneth Walker, Jordan Addison.
I don't know if any of those guys are going to play. Addison's probably the best. You need to go to your waiver wire. Be ready to go to your waiver wire.
Let's go to Bone.
PPR, Xavier Worthy, or Tank Dell?
I'm going to go with Worthy over Dell.
Let's go to Kenny. Uncle Kenny.
PPR, Flex, Pollard, or Pickens?
I will take Pickens.
There it is. That is the speed round. That is Dave Richard from CBS Sports. .com. Best of luck in your 220 fantasy leagues, Dave.
It's only 185, and thank you very much.
Of course, that is Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. You can check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. We'll be right back.